Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 14th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. We're welcoming to the WFHR stage our friends, family, really family Natural Foods. We have Stephen and Katrina Hinder with us right now. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Good, nice good. Day. Always good to have you in studio, and really appreciate not only what you guys put into this community, but this here station and all that. We greatly appreciate that from you guys, and want to dive right into what's happening over at the shop.
Yeah. Yeah. Always fun things at this spring buzz of time of year.
Yeah, but the big buzz is we've got Terry Lemeron from Terry Naturally coming back to Family Natural Foods for at least the third year in the row,
I think we're on the fourth. Yeah. I'm super grateful for that one.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So we're
save
really excited. Save the date.
June 25th at 5:15.
Yep, June 25th at 5:15. It's a Wednesday. We'll be hosting it, but it'll be right behind our store. So if you get confused, just come to the store, Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue. But it'll actually be hosted at the First Baptist Church right behind our store, literally walking distance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can park in our parking lot and walk over.
And we just need to do that because we couldn't fit everybody in our store. Like, we're usually pushing around 100 people come to this event. Last year, actually, I was kind of getting to the point where I was like, we're going to have to get out some extra chairs because it was getting a little crowded in the pews. It was kind of like, you know, like, I don't know, you go into like a Sunday church service and then go into Christmas.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, there's a difference.
You don't want to be like, and that's kind of even the case of this Terry event. You don't necessarily want to be the person rolling in at 5:15. You kind of want to get there a few minutes earlier. But anyways, we'll get more into details on Terry's event on some future radio shows. But it's really a save the date today.
Yeah, so save the date. It's going to be June. It's a Wednesday, June 25th at 5:15. We're really excited to have them back.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. We'll encourage you to go to their Facebook page and let them know that you're going to be showing up and everything on their page, on their events page, and clicking on that, letting them know. It gives them a little heads up, helps out with it a little bit.
Right, because actually, Terry, they are so fantastic. They give people these little like folders and booklets, so it helps them know how many to print.
And all sorts of things.
So it is helpful if people want to RSVP, that is. But if you're like, oh, I didn't RSVP, I can't come, don't feel that. Like, definitely come.
Yeah, and bring your neighbors. Bring, you know, call up your sisters or brothers. I don't know. It's always a fun time. We've kind of noticed in the last couple of years, people end up they came you know the last year or whatever, and they're like, hey, I've got this neighbor who could really use this information, and you know Terry's topic. We're going to get a little more into details in future shows, but the subject that he's covering is natural medicines that are better than drugs. So he's really talking about things that are natural, safe, have lots of benefits, almost no side effects, that will be more effective than pharmaceutical drugs, which of course often have very few benefits and many side effects. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a really strong statement, but it's one he can back up with his over 50 years of experience. I mean, there's really, at this point in the world, there's very few people with as much experience as Terry has in the natural industry and natural medicines in specific.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I think Terry is living proof of the work that he does. When I listen to his show on Saturdays, which we encourage you to check out here at WFHR and everything, and I hear him talking about things, there are times where he sounds like his age. But the majority of the time I hear him, especially when you I found something new.
Passionate.
When he finds something, you hear it, especially that phrase, I found something new, or I came across this something new. And boy, you hear the excitement in his voice. And it's even more so in person.
Yeah.
And not for nothing. I think we're lucky to have him coming to town here and all that. But that he, at this age, is still able to travel and still able to do those things.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So not only able, but like excels at it. He travels around the world. About a year ago, Katrina and I were traveling in India with him.
On like uneven terrain.
Yeah, like India isn't like, it's not Disneyland, I'll tell you that. It's a beautiful country, rich, deep history, extremely rich history of natural medicine. I mean, that's why Terry's going there. He wants to find these natural medicines that aren't available in America. Mm-hmm. And nobody's done that better than Terry, searching the globe for cutting edge, innovative, science-backed things. He's really done that more than anybody I can think of, and continues to do it to this day. So definitely somebody who's still traveling around, still still really thriving. I hope to follow in his footsteps.
Yes.
I might not work quite as hard as he does at his age. Like, I might like
actually retire,
take a break a little bit. You know, I don't know, but he's doing it right.
Make plans to be there June 25th, 5:15. They'll be having this over at the church right behind Family Natural Foods. Everybody, exactly. And let them know that you're going to be coming to the event. Go to their Facebook page and sign up for the event. Let them know.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to do a little recap on the bulk cleaning process,
because
we had a presentation last Tuesday from Rubina of Process in Stevens Point. It was great having her. She did such a great job.
It was so genuine and it was so relatable. Mm-hmm. And she kind of gave everybody something to take home, like knowledge-wise. It was like, oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, you know? it was simple
things.
I thought of it almost like the spider web too, of like, you know, like you can get really complex with it, or you can just think about like, how does this work for you? Like maybe it's just starting with changing your all-purpose cleaner, you know, and how does that work for you? Or mm-hmm. you can think really beyond that. Like she had to think about that when she opened up her business. Like, okay, I could bring in a California company that has cleaning products and they're great. But now she was like, I want to really think about it. Those are traveling all the way over from California. How can I be more sustainable? So she dug deeper and she found a company that's a Midwest-ish, right? So Kansas, this is a family-run business that does bulk cleaning products. And it's what it's called is closed loop. And what that means is she'll get these big containers of, let's call it laundry powder, for example. And they'll come in these big containers and then she will move that into a different container or her bulk system then she ships that back to them. They reuse that again. So it's this closed loop. It's not, again, the constant like throwaway society that we really have been living in. It's really thinking about the intentionality behind all of that.
And what that also means for you as the individual like consumer is that you save money. The cleaning supplies are less expensive. They go further. They're natural.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are unscented. You can add your own like essential oils and natural scents to mm-hmm. them. Or you got a favorite cologne, dump a little bit of that into your all-purpose cleaner. I don't know. Like I haven't tried that, but you know, hypothetically. Try it with a small amount.
Steven's
pedaling backwards now.
Yeah, I'm improvising right now. This wasn't something she talked about. There's the thing where you're using less waste.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I find my recycling goes every 2 weeks, and it's always to the brim.
Yep.
My garbage, you know, thankfully, partially because of the recycling, is not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But the recycling, I'm always like, man, how do I have so much recycling each week? And it's partially this, you know, I've got one container of laundry detergent that I finished, so now that bottle's empty while it's in the recycling. And some of these things get recycled efficiently, and some of them don't even get recycled. They get moved to the trash. It's a bit of a conspiracy, you know, and a bit of
a lot of questions about that one.
Bit of a reality, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, over the years, I think they thought they could recycle a lot more than they could, and they're like, well, we can't do it this year, but we will next year. Like, the science will come. Just like, oh, we'll be able to cure cancer maybe next year, right?
Right.
And we've been saying that for a few years now, unfortunately, and especially in the case of cancer. But, you know, with recycling, you know, ideally it will continue to get better. But the thing that's even better than recycling is reusing. Because if you can get a good quality container, or even just the container that you normally throw out, and refill it with a similar or different cleaning supply.
Yeah, so your liquid laundry that you might, you know, normally be buying, just rinse it out.
Yeah.
You can bring that in. We'll use that container for it. You're already used to that container. Make it simple on yourself. Just bring that container in, reuse it.
And it is sort of a process, like the name may imply. So when you come in and you're interested in this, like just come in and talk to us. Say like, hey, I'm interested in this. We've had a couple people that just started filling things up and were like,
hold on. You got to tear your weight.
So tear is a kind of a term that we understand, but it means to subtract the weight of your container. So you don't want to pay for the weight of your container. That's part of the benefit of this. So you will take the weight of your container off of we'll subtract it from your filling, and then you can fill it up. You're only paying for the cleaning supply. And then there's a few other nuances. So basically, you can just walk people through it. I'm sure after a couple of times of doing this, you know, pretty much anybody can do it themselves.
Well, I'll get efficient.
But yeah, it's like a learning process. But yeah, there's a lot of great And we're hoping to expand this too. So we've got a lot of like the basic foundational cleaning supplies. They all look really great. They're very clean. They're not going to cause any allergies or sensitivities because they're all natural.
There's containers if you don't have containers. So, right, yeah. You don't have to bring in your own container, but yeah. There are containers there that we have
and too. And the containers are really nice. Like mm-hmm. Some of them are glass. They're reusable. Mm-hmm. They're going to be more natural because like also if you're trying to get away from plastics and stuff, why not use a glass container? So if you're really into this idea, it's worth spending, they're not expensive, what, a couple dollars mm-hmm. For the glass containers. Yep. Just set yourself up for long-term success and the ultimate, and you know, it'll look really nice in your kitchen and it'll be more sustainable and more natural. So that's kind of our idea and our process. And there's more to come, but she did a great job. I think the day that she came was like one of these really nice days, one of the first mm-hmm. kind of nice days. So the turnout was good, but it wasn't our best turnout, and I could see why. I was like, oh yeah, I could see just
you
like
want to be outside in the sunshine,
being outside and maybe getting some yard work done or whatever. But we'll have her back again because I think it was, even if you went to her conversation last time, you'd come again because you'd be like, oh, there's something else I could learn mm-hmm. or I need a refresher on this. And we'll maybe pick a rainy day next time.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Planning these things are hard.
I find it very encouraging. The topic, everything she has talked about, and the mm-hmm. things that you guys are referring to, and everything, and the idea of going in this route. And I think the more and more we talk about it, the more and more common knowledge it is, and everything, yeah. the more we could see it happening. I don't think that's sci-fi. I don't think that's far-fetched to say.
No.
Mm-hmm. Recycling. Like, yeah. I mean, there was a point in time not that long ago that people believed that, no, there's no way we're going to recycle. You're mm-hmm. never going to get everyday Americans mm-hmm. to separate their garbage and all these things. Now we do it. We don't mm-hmm. even think about it.
Yeah.
Something like this, I don't think is that far-fetched to say that we are, in part because we're already seeing it. This isn't a, I wouldn't say it's a newer trend, but new, mm-hmm. it's newish, but not newer. Yeah. It's yep. been around for a little bit already and building steam.
In a way, yeah. it's a return to form, you know?
Yes.
Like, the person who's speaking at our store is kind of a homesteader. Mm-hmm. And when I was listening to this, you know, conversation, I was like, you know, really, like, this is going back to what our grandparents, or probably great-grandparents at this yeah. point did. They didn't, you know, they went to the local store and they refilled containers, and they, you know, they saved jars. They saved these mason jars, or they bought something in a mason jar, then they used it for canning later.
Mm-hmm.
This is really more of a return to form and, like, a return to, like, hey, we could do this. Like, so many things have gotten convenient, but actually not that convenient. You know, yeah. throwing away a bunch of trash or recycling isn't actually that convenient. No. It's just a lifestyle and cultural change. We can go back to the way we did things, you know, I don't know, 50, mm-hmm. 80 years ago, before plastics were just a norm. And, you know, just kind of be like, oh yeah, this is probably how my great grandparents did this. And it worked great for them. You know, mm-hmm. like, we don't have to, it's not really a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a return to form, the more I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking of Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods, and wanted to focus on and highlight a new product with you guys.
Yeah. So let's highlight a new protein powder that we got. Yeah. It's called Sprout Living. Sorry, James, we forgot to bring a sample today. We'll have to do that next time.
And that was the end of the interview, everybody.
No. Yeah, right.
But this is a company. It's out of your homeland, Chicago area.
I'm back.
Yes, that is Beck. I know how to win them over. Well, and
the
them.
Next thing, what is the flavor? That'll wake them up, too.
This one is called Epic Protein Complete Coffee. So it's a chocolate, coffee
yeah.
flavor.
Yeah.
Which is great because it's like a fun flavor. And mm-hmm. we have a lot of other, we have their vanilla, we have their regular chocolate.
And their vanilla is good. It's very vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and this one's coffee, which is fun. And then we have a matcha, like a matcha green tea. And so what this company is trying to do is, so we've talked about the word adaptogen, right? So adaptogens help adapt to your body to help you with different health things. We've talked about like ashwagandha, right? It's great for
stress,
sleep,
but
energy. It's also good for sleep. It's good for energy. How can it be energy and sleep at the yeah. same time? It adapts to you. It's an amazing plant. So this company's highlight is to have kind of adaptogen/superfoods in each of their protein powders. So this one, they chose coffee for theirs in here. Mm-hmm. Now, coffee is not an adaptogen. Sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. But they're calling it their superfood, right?
Yeah.
Their super strength.
That's great. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, if you're doing fitness, you want some caffeine. Like, there's a lot of fitness things that have a little bit of caffeine. This isn't loaded with caffeine by any means. But it has that great coffee flavor, and then, you know, it's a natural source of caffeine. And really why we brought these products in is because they're walking the walk and they're talking the talk. Kind of like we talk about a lot here, we want to find the best quality things. It's hard to find organic, certified organic, the whole package, everything in it is organic.
Like pea protein is in here. So pea protein is a very common one to be not organic, genetically modified. This one is organic, which is great. The other thing is that, like, mushrooms gotten popular, right? This one's got 5 different mushrooms in it. So instead of buying
are adaptogens for sure.
Yeah. So instead of buying a like mushroom supplement and now your protein powder and then you're spending all this money, this is great. You've got it all in there. It's all together.
Yeah. It's an independently owned, you know, like Midwest company, and they do all organic products. So we've got other protein powders on our shelves, but I think this is our first like pure only organic protein powder. And I think a lot of people are looking for that. They want protein powder, and they want it to taste good, which these taste amazing. But they also want it to be organic.
Yeah.
So like why not check these out? And they're on sale this month. So you can come in and there's individual small packets.
It's a nice way to start.
Which is a nice way to try it. See which flavor you like.
Yeah,
buy 2 or 3 of them. See what mix as well for you, and then come back in and buy the large size on sale, 20% off this month. Great new highlight of a product, especially going into summer. If you're doing some fitness, you might need a little extra protein to build muscle, or maybe you're just busy and you don't have time to grab a lunch or a snack in between, you know, going here and there. This is great. Well, especially if you're busy, here's some caffeine from the coffee.
They also have these really delicious nuts that they do. They do an almond.
Tons of these already.
And they're great grab and go, but they have 2 different flavors. One's like a truffle almond and the other one's like a cheesy almond. And it's kind of cool because, no, sorry, this is cool. It's got probiotics in it, which is fun. It's like it tastes good and you're getting probiotics during the middle of the day. Not everybody wants to take a supplement. So here's foods, more foods, like sauerkrauts have probiotics. These nuts
have a snack that's savory. There's so many, you know, you go down the aisle, you can find a lot of sugary snacks.
Sweet.
And you know, like we don't need more sugar. So why not find something that's a savory snack? These are made from sprouted almonds, which is kind of an interesting thing. The almond isn't as hard. It's a little, it's got a nice crunch, but it's like, it's not like, you know, like a hard almond. Mm-hmm. The other thing is the nutrients are more bioavailable because it's sprouted.
Sure.
So you'll get that protein out of almond. You'll get some enzymes. You'll get some of these natural things from it. Plus you get the benefit of the probiotics in there, and they're just tasty. I think kids would like them. Mm-hmm. I think adults already, I know, like them.
Yeah, and you can use all sorts of different milk sources, whether it's cow's milk or you want
to
use almond
milk.
Protein
powder.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the protein powder.
I wouldn't mix the almonds with milk, but you could.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a weird savory cereal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you mix all these things together.
You might be onto something there. Might have a new cereal there.
Yeah.
They have a couple other products too worth checking out, like a green drink that's really, again, very clean.
High quality, organic.
Organic, clean green drink. And then a kale and broccoli sprout powder that you can either add to protein powders or on top of your salad or
pasta.
I think
it goes better savory, honestly. Talk about superfood. When you sprout broccoli seeds and kale, they become really nutrient dense.
Super good.
And broccoli and cruciferous vegetables like broccoli are really well known for being anti-cancer. There's a lot of good research on, you know, eating broccoli and its health benefits. So if you want some, you know, good preventative foods to eat, you know, sprinkled on top of your salads, it'd be great on like a cheesy broccoli soup, like a little bit of this broccoli kale sprinkled on top. It's got a little bit of a crunch, some texture, but then it just has like this really like strong, like bold flavor that comes from that nutrient dense foods. And the price is really good on it. I think it's become one of my favorite foods. Like periodically, Katrina and I do health talks to different groups. We've done a lot of cancer groups, live strong, various things like that. This is one I would bring and pass around, have people to try, because you want to like find things you can incorporate in your everyday diet that are just really nutrient packed. And I don't think you get much more nutrient packed than a sprouted food like a broccoli or kale.
That one's a good one. Let's talk some sun and bug before, you know, we get eaten by mosquitoes.
Yeah, yeah, the mosquitoes are coming out.
They just started coming out. I feel like it's just hit. So, we've highlighted the I want you to smell this. This is a really fun way to, instead of spraying a mosquito spray on you, these are sticks that you like light them and they slowly burn, almost like incense.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
But much bigger.
Hmm. And you can smell it, but it has lots of different essential oils to help keep the mosquitoes away. So let's say you want to sit outside, but you're like, I don't want to be eaten by the bugs. You can just light one of these. It smells great and it keeps the bugs away.
These are great when you just want to like be in one area. Like you want to be on your back porch.
Yeah.
And you don't really want to put bug spray on because then you got to take a shower, it's sticky or whatever. This one, you just light it, you know, in the area. And you can just like enjoy being outside.
There are a few things I dislike more than bug spray. Yeah. I hate the feel, the smell of it, all of that.
The stickiness.
That sounds like a game winner right there. Yeah. Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, you could probably just carry one around like an Olympic torch.
Yes, he could. He totally could. But we also have a couple different bug sprays that are just great, whether they're essential oil based or one of our all-time favorites. I think we've carried it for like 20-some years. Mm-hmm. Is called Buzz Away, and it's, again, essential oil based.
Yeah, and they keep improving their formula based on research. And what's really good about it is it's designed to go after both mosquitoes and ticks.
Yes.
And I think their research shows that it's good for 2 hours with ticks and 4 hours with mosquitoes. So you don't have to apply it very often. It works really great. It's one that I've it's battle tested. Like I've used this.
Yes.
I've gone with friends that were wearing DEET. I had less ticks on me than they did. And you know, most always it's gonna do the job.
Plus, when's the last time you heard a company going that's been around for so long and they constantly are trying to improve their product?
Yeah,
many companies, they just keep rolling out what they've always been rolling out and everything, and it, you know, it's doing well, so why change it?
Yeah.
You know, they've done well for a very long time and they still continue to try to tinker with it, make it even stronger. That's I don't know, that's a product I want to back.
Sure.
Yep, totally.
Okay, so say you didn't have your bug spray and you got bit. We have one by Pronarome that's a bug eraser. So this is going to help with like that itch that your kids or yourself is going to be like, oh my gosh, I have so many itches. I forgot to put my bug spray on. It's got such a nice aroma. Yeah. So James is smelling it right now. What kind of smells do you smell when you...
Almost a cinnamon or cedar?
Yeah, like a cedar. It's a nice smell. Peppermint. Yeah.
I have such a bad nose.
Comes to mind.
Yes,
yeah, no, you're good.
Cedar-like smell I definitely got from
but
that.
But it calms that irritated skin from the bug. Mm-hmm. For sure.
And it works quickly.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The ones we sell are coming as a roll-on.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just like really easy to screw the cap off, roll it on. And we got a new version they made for children and babies, which actually is a little different formula. It looks very gentle.
Yes.
So I would, you know, I have a baby, so I'd use that on my baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of a hard thing to find, is something that works well that you can consider safe.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Like the adult one could be nice if you even put it in the refrigerator and it cools it and helps.
Nice.
The kids one has some carrier oil, so it might get a little glunky with it, but this one, it's so good.
It's
sold one
oils.
To somebody today. They're like, I just want something simple, straightforward. And she's like, I'm going to put it in my purse. It's with me all the time.
It's really small and you don't need very much. So like you buy one of these in the spring and you're going to be good for probably the whole season and maybe a couple seasons even till you lose it basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just a couple quick things before we wrap up is I want to talk about Badger sunscreen. We have a lot of really good ones, whether it's for baby, kid, for yourself, for an active person. They're really good.
It's natural sunscreens, and they've gotten so good that they rub in really well. They don't leave any white.
Mm-hmm.
They're water tested for how long?
They're 80 water tested for 40 minutes. There's other ones that are tested for 80 minutes.
Yep, okay, so it's 40 or 80. I mean, even 40 is enough for me usually. These are really good sunscreens. We've got them pretty stocked up, actually. Basically, all the things you're gonna want for the sun and bug.
Yeah, it says here, made with 4 clean ingredients.
Mm.
I don't know if you look at back of the sunscreen bottles, but there are so many on there.
Oh, yeah.
4 clean ingredients.
That's really cool.
This is great.
Really rare.
Some of the ingredients in some like not natural sunscreens
are dangerous.
Probably are as bad as getting a sunburn in some regards, as far as the toxicity goes. And the thing I always like to teach people about sunscreen, because I think this is something that's not understood very well, is that the scale, the SPF scale that we always look at, that number, isn't linear. So SPF 15 and SPF 30, there's only a 5% difference. Mm-hmm. It's 5% better blocking. Mm. It's not twice as good between a 15 and a 30. And as the scale goes higher, the difference is even more minuscule. Mm. So if you're looking at those SPF 70s that are made with chemicals almost always, they're not that much better. They're maybe 2% better than SPF 30. Yeah. So don't get sucked into the higher the number, the better the sunscreen. A 30 is more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you could do 40s or whatever. That's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly is garden seeds. Definitely, if you want garden seeds,
round for garden
like,
seeds.
Get them in the next week. Like, we will have very little probably going into the Memorial weekend. Like, some stuff we'll definitely still have.
We'll have some options.
But some potatoes, we're down to maybe like 10, 15 pounds of certain potato varieties. So this is a really like, come in this week, definitely by next week if you want to get stuff.
Good year of garden seeds. People have been coming in early.
Mm-hmm.
And often. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's certainly the time to do that. Lastly, I think we should circle back and let people know about Terry's event in case they just tuned in a little late or something.
Yeah, save the date for June 25th. That's a Wednesday at 5:15. We're going to have Terry Lemron himself with Terry Natural Vitamins speaking at the First Baptist Church right behind Family Natural Foods. You can park at our place. You can park there. We're going to have more information about it, but save the date for June 25th at 5:15.
Join our friends at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin. Rapids Family Natural Foods. Buy local, support local, the definition of that. Find out more at their website, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to follow them on social media and keep up to date on everything they are doing over there. Thanks again for the time, you guys. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll have more. Thank you for joining the conversation here at WFHR's Rapids Report.